Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of A Lady of Hidden Intent by Tracy Peterson, narrated by Barbara Caruso and directed by Abigail McHugh. This book is copyrighted 2008 by Tracy Peterson. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. A life of privilege becomes only a distant memory when Catherine Newbery's father is falsely imprisoned and she is whisked away from her home in England to America. Forced to disguise her past and create a completely new life, Catherine takes on a servant's last name and carves out a tenuous future for herself as a seamstress. And now, A Lady of Hidden Intent.
Prologue. Bath, England, December 1850. Catherine, my dear, I want you to meet Mr. Carter Danby of Pennsylvania, in America. Nelson Newbery raised his voice to be heard above the stringed quartet providing dancing music for his guests. Mr. Danby? This is my daughter, Catherine Newbery. Catherine let her gaze sweep quickly over the dashing stranger before meeting his dark eyes. He wore an evening coat of some value. The cut and the materials were the finest available. His face was clean-shaven, and his dark hair groomed to a meticulous point of fashion. He was, as her friend Elizabeth might have proclaimed, fit enough for Her Majesty's court. "How do you do, Mr. Danby?" She gave a perfunctory curtsy. "I do quite well, Miss Newbery. Thank you." He offered a bow and a charming smile that Catherine was sure had melted more than one young woman's heart. The twinkle in his eyes seemed to promise something more. Maybe mischief. Maybe understanding. Perhaps he could read her thoughts and knew how unimpressed she really was. Having been called a handsome young woman since she was 12, Catherine was used to men vying for her attention. She'd been promised the moon, given her share of silly trinkets, and endured more than one slobbering ninny twice her age begging for her hand in marriage. Perhaps Carter Danby was to be the next in line. She couldn't help but smile at the thought. At least he was closer to her own 17 years. She guessed him to be 20. And 5, maybe a year or two younger. He had an assured air about him, however, that suggested he was confident of his position and personage. That alone put him head and shoulders above the rest. Not that he needed help in that department either. He was quite tall. Mr. Danby is studying architecture and has come to Bath to visit some of our finer examples, her father relayed. Catherine smiled at her father. I'm glad he could join our Christmas party. It would be quite dreary to spend the holidays looking only at stone and scrolling. Mr. Danby chuckled, causing Catherine to once again extend him a glance. He seemed genuinely amused and did not appear to be putting on airs. But then again, he was from America, and what few Americans she had met were quite a mystery to Catherine. I assure you I am feeling far from dreary. I find the sights, especially in Bath, to be quite pleasing. He grinned, seeming to know she would catch his meaning. Yet rather than wait for her response, Danby continued. I plan to be home before Christmas. In fact, this is my last stop. We travel in 2 days' time for Bristol and the ship that will bear us home. That's wonderful, Mr. Danby. Perhaps you will travel on one of my father's ships. He has the best fleet of passenger and cargo vessels. So I have been told. But alas, I am not to enjoy that pleasure. Well, then, my good fellow, you must instead enjoy the pleasures of the evening and the hospitality we can afford you, her father declared. Carter Danby eyed Catherine. I intend to do just that. Catherine felt her cheeks grow hot and quickly turned away. If you'll both excuse me, I have other guests to see to. She...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?